Excellent. Oh, I'm so happy you're willing to play with me. I've been oh so lonely down here of late. The Children of Chaos, don't get me wrong, I love them with all my heart, but they don't make for very good company. The most talkative things down here are the Aengi and the Ceaseless Discharge, and the latter only speaks in low grunts and wails. Oh, where are my manners? I haven't even properly introduced myself. I am Quilark. I'm sure my reputation precedes me. And who might you be? A wandering undead without a name. Very mysterious. Well, let's not waste any more time. If you'd be so inclined, nameless undead, please follow me. It's just through here. This is the bell chamber. I must admit, the design does clash with the rest of the demon ruins. If it were possible, I'd have you take the damn thing with you, but something tells me you haven't the vigor for such a feat. Don't even think about ringing it and making a bolt for the exit. That would be unwise, I assure you. Down these steps, if you please. It's a bit of a tight fit for me. This damn body. There we go. Mind the ascension platform. It's, well, actually, it's out of service right now. I'll have to speak with the cows down below about that. One of these days, at least. Now, be a dear and give that wall a firm tap for me. Yes, right there. I find illusory walls a good way to ward off pesky invaders, don't you agree? Please, step inside. Aengi, make yourself useful and tend to the blight-stricken outside. Quickly! I have business to attend to with my sister. Off you go.
Ah, the nerve! He doesn't even have any eggs! What has the world come...
Sorry about that. Think it's best we be alone for what comes next. Ah, yes. I should have mentioned. This is my sister. Pretty, isn't she? She's sleeping, it would seem. Yes, she is like me. The dwellers of Izalith were twisted beyond recognition when my mother unleashed the chaos upon them. This was some time ago, you see. But my sister and I, we managed to escape with our sanity intact. Though it is not without cost. Our bodies were each fused to the grisly eight-legged vestiges you see before you. The creatures outside, I trust you've seen them by now, they were maligned by a sort of plague. We call it the Blightpus. I urged my sister not to help them, to leave them be for her own safety. But her heart was kinder than mine. She contracted the Blightpus not long ago. It left weak, blind, and pale. So, I tend to her, feeding her humanity I scavenge off corpses and would-be intruders. Seems to keep the disease at bay. But of late, I must confess, sources have grown scarce. I fear she may expire soon if measures aren't taken. Which brings me to you, undead traveler. I wish to make a pact with you. If you help keep my sister alive, I will allow you to ring the Bell of Awakening. No tricks, I promise. Oh, don't be naive. You may be but a feeble undead, but I can tell you're brimming with humanity. I can see it in your face. Your healthy, firm skin is practically glowing. And, not to be blunt, but I can smell it emanating from your loins. It's intoxicating. Did you know that an undead seed is said to be a fountain of humanity? It's true. So, will you do it? Will you plant your seed in my sister to save her life? If you do, I'd be more than happy to let you ring that silly bell. What say you? Do we have a deal? Wonderful. Then it's a pact. I'll go wake my dear sister. Why don't you be a good boy and relieve yourself of that pesky arm of yours? Sister. Sister, wake up. I have good news.
Quaylag. Oh, my dear sister. What is it?
We're going to try something a bit, different today.
Different? It won't hurt, will it?
Not at all, dear sister. In fact, you might find it quite enjoyable.
Oh, Quaylag, I am so sorry. I fear it may be too late. It hurts. The eggs have gone still.
Nonsense, you... You're going to be all right. I've brought help.
Quaylag, please, sister, do not cry. I am happy, truly. I have you, don't I?
Yes, you do. I'm right here. Undead, please, we're ready for you. Oh, my. You're manhood. It's glorious. You really do have untold stores of humanity, don't you? But you're still not hard enough to pierce my sister's maidenhood. I need you to stroke. Make it hard. I don't care, whatever it takes to...
Who is it, sister? Is there someone there?
It's okay. This young undead is going to fill you with his humanity. Enough to return your strength.
Oh, Quaylag. That sounds heavenly. How will he get it in me?
It's... Well, to be blunt, he's going to take you in the throes of passion.
But, sister... My virginity is all I have left. If it's taken from me in such blitheness, I'll...
Hush now, dear sister. Sex is a beautiful thing. It's time you understood that. Don't worry, I'll be with you every step of the way.
Quaylag, I trust your words, but I'm scared. Will it hurt?
Not at all. It's going to be wonderful, you'll see.
If you say so.
Enough of that, my stalwart undead. Your cock is ready. Step forth and fulfill your half of the pact. Take my sister's virginity. Why do you hesitate? Such disrespect. Don't dare suggest my sister's form disgusts you. I'm... Sorry, you are unfamiliar with our anatomy. In that case, let me... Here, beneath this fold, this is her womanhood. Please, I beg of you, thrust forth here. And bear in mind, my sister's crest remains whole. You must deflower her here and now. That's it. Spread her lips slowly. Let her feel your length as you sink into her.
Oh, sister. Something is... entering me. It is... Oh, very hard.
Oh. Hush, my darling. It's okay. Let it happen. Let your virginity fade away.
Gods! It's... Something is wrong. Please stop. It won't go any further.
Shh, just breathe. He's about to pierce your maidenhead. Just one brief flicker of pain, I promise.
But...
Come, let me kiss you. It'll help dull the sensation. Dear sister. Are you all right? Please, please, bear with it.
Oh, my dear sister, do not mind me. It does not hurt terribly.
I'm glad. Now, just relax. It's going to hurt you now.
Oh, gods, please do it.
You heard her. Thrust! Thrust deep into my sister's quivering passage. Let it coax you to your climax. Do it. Don't hold back. Just do it. That's it. That's it. Harder. I said harder, you undead lout. Make my sister scream. Ravage her.
Gods, yes. Do what she says. Rip me in half. I need it.
Oh, sister. Oh, you're so beautiful. The way your breasts glisten with sweat as your chest heaves. You're practically glowing.
Thank you, Koilug. If it pleases, take my breasts in your mouth, both of you. I wish for you to taste my budding nipples. Though I have no milk to give, please let me suckle you, my sister and my guest. It would give me great comfort while I succumb to the throes of passion.
Oh, my dear, sweet sister. Of course, we'd be honored to taste you. Be a good girl and arch your back for us.
Yes, sister. Please, enjoy me.
After you, my undead ally.
Oh, gods. I can feel your teeth graze my skin. I'm starting to throb down there. It's embarrassing. It's as if I'm going to burst.
Oh, dear sister. Be at ease. You're about to have your first orgasm.
My first? No. I don't want to climax in the presence of my own flesh and blood. It's shameful. Avert your eyes, Quillag.
Shh, don't be silly. I've pleasured myself many times, right here in your very presence. One of the few benefits of your fatigue and blindness, I'm afraid.
Quillag? How could you be so lustful? To bring such dishonor to our...
It's all right. It's all right, sister. Submit to your desires. Rear your head back in ecstasy and come now. Let your inner whore breath free.
No. I'm... Oh, gods, I'm there.
Yes, there we go. Oh, sweet sister. Oh, gods, your flower is weeping. You've glazed his cock with your sweet juices. By the gods, he sprayed like a geyser.
It's so... I can't...
Why have you slowed your pace, nameless undead? I don't care if she's tired. You have an obligation. Or have you not forgotten the pact? My sister lays dying and you need a break? Do you take me for a fool? Thrust! So help me, if you defy this pact and my sister dies, you'll feel the depth of my wrath. Sister, I need you to grip his leg. Use your folds to clamp down around him. We must get a seed inside you before it's too late.
Of course. Let me try.
And you. I have something to motivate you.
Oh my. Oh, his cock. It just grew even bigger inside me.
Seems my spidery appendages serve as good stimulation for a fleeting undead. I could only manage the tip inside his anal passage, but I think it did the trick. Now, unless you want me to work you like a puppet, I suggest you thrust as I instructed earlier.
Oh,
good boy.
Beginning to spasm inside me. Oh.
Oh, yes. He's about to ejaculate. Prepare yourself, sister. You're about to be seated.
Oh, gods. And I'm reaching my peak again as well. Oh, please, faithful undead. I know we've only just met as strangers, but... I wish to wrap my arms around you. I wish to take you as my lover. If only for a moment, please grant me this small request.
The time has come. Undead, I beg of you, plunge your cock as deep as possible. Plant your seed inside my sister's womb.
I feel it coming. Thank you, Quelag. Oh, it feels wonderful. It really does.
Oh, thank God. You've done it. You seeded her. You saved my sister's life. You have my thanks, faithful undead. Now, withdraw your cock from my sister's loins. Let me see the fruits of your efforts.
Look, Quelag. A rushing river of love. It's beautiful.
It certainly is. It's filled you to the brim.
Oh, my dear sister. I'm so very tired. May I rest now?
Yes, of course you can, my darling. Let yourself fade into a deep slumber. I'll be here, as always, to protect you.
Thank you, Quelag. Do stay safe.
You've done well, undead. Better than I imagined. You seem quite tired yourself. Perhaps you should lay down by the bonfire. There you go. Rest easy now. Let your humanity pool inside you once more. Let it seep into your loins. Don't take too long, though. I'm keen to sample your fertile essence once you've rejuvenated. Don't look surprised. Surely you noticed my own flower glistening with desire as you finished my sister. I have my own needs to satiate, you know. When you've caught your breath, I'll get you nice and hard again. And then, you can see me as well. Oh, don't worry, my stalwart lover. Once we're finished here, I'll let you sound that pesky bell to your heart's content. My word is absolute. I would never violate our pact. But beyond that, I'm afraid you'll have to stay here with me and my sister. Having a virile source of humanity on hand is far more convenient than pillaging corpses. Oh no, I don't think so. Your departure was never a condition of our agreement. You really should have paid closer attention. But on a positive note, there's a question that I've puzzled over that you might just be able to answer for me. I've always wondered if an undead could impregnate a creature of chaos. One of those long-standing mysteries of life, I suppose. And now, with you, my sister and I, we'll be able to put that question to rest once and for all.
"'Twas a most grievous error of judgment on thine behalf, to place thine trust in a creature so depraved and so reviled. Thou wouldst spend the coming years losing spurt after spurt of thine hot seed, deep within the sisters of chaos. There would nay come a point where their wombs did not swell with thine essence, and, in time, the question posed to thee wouldst be answered with a nil left the chance. For the daughters of chaos, once too, would soon be fraught with the fruits of thine labour. Be proud, undead plaything, for thou art a father now, and thine journey is at an end."